The head of Washington's training academy for police officers says she's open to changing the state's deadly force law. Current law protects officers from prosecution unless they act in bad faith and with malice. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
Sue Rahr says she's not opposed to taking the word malice out of Washington's law and leaving good faith in.
I think that would be a reasonable solution because good faith is a reasonable distinction.
But Rahr, a former King County sheriff, cautions about the message it would send to police officers.
To say that we want to lower the bar and make it easier to charge you with a crime, you know, that's going to cause a very defensive negative reaction, I think, for most police officers.
Rahr is a member of a legislative task force on reducing violent encounters between the police and the public. That task force is charged with reviewing current laws regarding the use of deadly force. Rahr believes the key to reducing deadly encounters is solid training and appropriate tactics, not changing the law. She spoke as my guest on TVW's Inside Olympia program. I'm Austin Jenkins reporting.